Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Besides, Daniel Murray in the Business Post reports that the ESB is determined to stop burning coal at Money Point by the end of next year, its chief executive has said. Paddy Hayes said that the country's largest power station in County Clare would try to shift to oil over the next 2 years, and that its three generators would increasingly be only used as backup options when supply was tight. Our plans are to convert Money Point to run on oil. I know that oil is still a fossil fuel, but it is significantly less carbon intensive than coal. But also the arrangement is that it will be a standby facility, Paddy Hayes said. Electricity emissions had been falling for many years in Ireland, and Money Point had been put almost into reserve. But emissions shot up in 2021 by 17% as higher gas prices and severe power supply shortages required the plant to be brought back in online. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that IRES REIT has named Eddie Byrne, a former executive with the US investment firm Lone Star and Anglo-Irish Bank, as its new chief executive, as the property group presses ahead with a strategic review that may result in its sale or breakup. Mr. Byrne succeeds Margaret Sweeney, who plans to step down after 6.5 years in charge at the end of April, days before the company's annual general meeting. Eamon Quinn in the Irish Examiner reports that the three main Irish banks may sustain most of the factors that helped drive profits to record levels in 2023, including benefiting from the exits of Ulster Bank and KBC and paying out relatively little compared with European peers for deposits, according to Morningstar DBRS. It also said that AIB, Bank of Ireland and PTSB had delivered outstanding performances in terms of profits last year, and that the lenders had set aside sufficient provisions despite early signs of deterioration in some loan books. The three lenders posted combined net profit of €3.7 billion in 2023, up by more than 100% on the previous year.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.